Keep your wad in, okay? Don't blow your wad. All right?
Man, where's Bourne? I need to blow this wad.
Wow. I'm not sure why you needed Bourne for that, but... Wow. All right.
How do you pull up contacts? He's not online, is he?
I don't know. I don't know how to use Skype, so somebody else is going to have to figure it out for me. I don't even know how to pull up the Pick'ems. Oh, I think I found it. Wow, that was way too hard.
Hey, he's not online.
Okay. He actually said his computer may or may not work, which means wifey. That's what that means.
That's what that means? Wifey. You've used that one before?
Oh, yeah. His wifey. He's like, remember I'm doing the update, the TPS NFL update. She's like, what's that? You know, that thing I do, the update, you know, fantasy football online. It's a podcast. She's, what? What are you talking about? I've been doing this for years. For years. I've been doing like every week, you know, during the football season. She was like, really? She's like, really? And then he's like, yeah, like listen to last week's show. No. No. You're helping me make bread today. Like, what are you talking about? Put the dishes away. That's what's really going on.
So this is what it's like in the Zapata household. Interesting.
You gotta make that bread. Make that bread. Alright, alright. Is everyone ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Alright, call it out, Tomato.
Week 3 of the TPS NFL update starts now.
Dog goes whoop, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, and fox go croak, and the elephant goes toot. But there's one sound that no one knows. What do the mops say?
What do the mops say? Chop, 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 chop. What the maps say? Ring, ding, 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 ding. Wop, 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 wop.
Hati, 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 yo.
Chop, 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 chop.
That was live. That was actually McClain right there. Welcome, everyone, to the TPS NFL update. I am EZD999. That's Tomator.
Hello.
That's McClain.
Hello.
And that's Franchise.
Confused.
Board's not here this week. He had a lot of stuff going on. Something about computers, and his wife won't let him, and he's not a man, and he doesn't wear the pants. Something like, he sent me a Twitter, and that's what it said. Pretty cryptic. I hope he's okay.
Wow. I guess he got the 280 character limit.
Yeah. Update. He got the whole.
That sounds like a lot.
He got the whole thing. It was like reading the Bible. That's what it was like. So we got so much stuff to get into. I mean, we were talking before this thing started. A lot of stuff's been happening. A lot of drama all over. Just up and down, and maybe you're up, maybe you're down. That's part of the controversy. But let's not talk about any of that yet, okay? Let's talk about what the people want to talk about. What everyone's been asking me about lately. Have you guys been listening to the Harbaugh podcast?
Yes.
Isn't
so we don't have to cover it.
No, we didn't get it because
we're all on the same page.
No, I only got one yes, so we really got to get into this. I mean,
no, we didn't. It's okay.
No,
I'll check this out.
No, the Harbaugh. I mean, the people have been asking me. He's like, hey, can you talk about the Harbaugh podcast on your podcast? And I was like, yeah. McClain's been asking me to bring this up for weeks. Tomato is like, really, when are we gonna?
You wouldn't spoil it so I could listen to it myself.
I'm just saying that if the people ask for something, it is our obligation to give it to them. Let's go on to more important things.
Next matchup.
Let's go on to more important things, though. I forgot to mention this a couple weeks ago, and I put it on Twitter. Tomato, you've probably done this, okay? Of all the people on this pod, you've probably done this. You've gone to work and had one black shoe and one brown shoe on. You've probably done that, right?
I did go to class one time with two different colored shoes.
It happens, right? A lot's going on in the morning. A lot's going on when you're getting ready. You're focused on, I got to get my shirt tucked in. Got to do the zipper. Don't want to get nothing caught. A button. You know, maybe you're wearing a jacket. You got to look fly. Is your collar straight? And every now and then, you get your shoes mixed up. I mean, McClain, you can back me up on this.
I don't own enough shoes to do that. Especially not similar looking shoes.
Well, so. I put it out there on Twitter, and I just want to share some of the positivity that was sent my way. The people out there that care about me, that want to make sure that I'm okay. You know, it's nice right. When you put something out there on Twitter and nobody attacks you, right? You can share.
Right. I mean, this was a time of weakness for you. You needed support.
Right. I needed support.
So you turned to Twitter.
I turned to Twitter and said, help me, right?
Right.
And of course, one of my best buddies on Twitter, Arctic81Fox, at Arctic81Fox.
Great guy.
Great guy. Yep. And lovingly, he says, I'd be more worried about the tents you have on your legs. Wow. I mean, bad camera angle. Okay. It wasn't about my pants. Just saying. Oh, and also good buddy at John Ramirez on the Twitters says, why is your kid wearing your clothes? Now you can take that a bunch of different ways.
I mean, you do look very small. it does look like the clothes is too big.
Okay, so these clothes that your kid is wearing, are they like clothes that you're gonna grow into soon?
I just appreciate all the concern that the people out there on Twitter, as I'm being vulnerable to the world. these are kind of the things. This is the feedback I receive.
You say vulnerable to the world sounds like you're, and talking about pants sounds like you're grabbing your ankles with your pants down.
So, lesson learned.
Stand up straight and keep your pants pulled up.
Okay, so another thing that I sent, Twitter was very active this week for me. Another thing I sent out on Twitter, I put out a poll, and I need some final validation. When you sign a birthday card for a coworker, it is inappropriate to read what everyone else wrote. Who's with me?
I actually had to do that earlier this week, and I didn't read the thing.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah.
That's, what?
Well, I mean, I did that recently too, and I didn't read anything, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. I just didn't really care what anyone else had to say.
I mean, why are you writing something personal and private in like a big ass letter that's going to touch 15 people's hands?
Oh.
Hey, don't read my thing.
Well,
I mean, yeah, you want people to not read it, but if you're not an idiot, you realize that people are going to read it because they have eyes.
So,
it's kind of hard to like find a spot and not read letters to sign on. Like, I don't know what you expect.
All I know is that I was writing a very personal message to my commish. my brand new commish in my Yahoo League. All right? I don't need my personal, hey, commish, you're the best commish I've ever seen. Hey, how about you hook me up with a couple waiver wire increases? I don't need other people reading that.
So you were standing there with your pants down.
You did. Maybe you should bribe the future commish in private. Maybe and not get mad at people for seeing that you're publicly bribing your new commish after firing your old commish.
Wow. Unbelievable. I don't know what's going on in the world. I don't.
You don't even know which fucking shoes you're putting on.
All right, let's get into some sports. A lot of stuff's been going on in the sports world. And first off, what the hell is going on in the NBA? What in the hell is going on in the NBA? We got Carmelo getting traded? Really?
Yep.
Yeah, for nothing.
For nothing. They got nothing back.
Which is probably what he's worth at this point.
I mean, does it make OKC a contender now? I mean, are they going to push Golden State to the limit now? Is that what's happening here? No.
No.
They're pretty good.
They don't have enough pieces to push Golden State.
I mean, they got Carmelo. They got the MVP, Westbrook. They got Paul George. I mean, that's Team USA, isn't it?
That's part of
it. Yeah, from like 2004.
You still need a power forward.
Okay.
You still need
what?
You still need bench.
Don't they got Cro-Magnon man? Samuel Adams himself? Or what's his name?
Who?
The Geico guy.
Exactly. Trey.
The Geico guy.
Yeah, what's his name? Adams. Something Adams.
Oh, Steven Adams?
Yeah.
Is he a Geico guy?
Yes, definitely. Caveman.
He looks like a caveman.
Oh, I didn't get the joke.
No, that's real life.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Yeah, they have him. He's still there.
Yeah, power forward.
So what?
Power forward. Okay. All right. I didn't know he was trash. I thought he was.
Well, what about the new something that matters? No one cares about the Thunder. They're terrible.
Okay. All right. Forget about the Thunder.
But the draft, they changed it.
Oh, yeah,
the draft.
What's the details? How's it going to be? How are the Pistons going to get a better pick?
Well, now it's more evenly distributed, the percentage of getting the top pick. So instead of the top team having 25% and then descending, the top three have like 14%.
Yeah.
And then all the teams below have like 1% higher, something like that. So
that's,
it helps the teams that aren't the worst. And then it hurts those.
So in other words, they don't want the same three teams getting the top three picks.
Yeah, basically. So this helps teams like the Pistons, who are like
10th
worst or something, that are in that spot where they're never going to get better.
1%.
They're not bad enough.
1% more T-balls?
1% more T-balls. So they could get a good player. Although, you know, knowing the Pistons.
Wait a minute.
They passed up on a great player anyways.
I think he did. He just got excited when you said T-balls. Is there something we're missing here, buddy?
1% more T-balls.
Okay, so we have you putting on the wrong shoes. We have you not having your pants on correctly and grabbing your ankles. And then you getting excited over T-balls. I'm just trying to work this out here. I'm writing this down on a piece of paper.
All right, let us know when you get it all figured out. I think I know what it means, but I don't want to say anything yet.
Collecting clues over there.
No spoilers. No spoilers. Okay, what about Wade to the Cavs?
Does this mean he's a high school cheerleader under the bleachers? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I think the Cavs are worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, what do you mean?
Unless he's coming off the bench, which I don't think they're going to do.
Well, Wade
wouldn't. Because that's LeBron's boy.
Yeah, Wade wouldn't allow it. I mean,
but he should come off the bench.
Wade's not going to play more than 7 games a season.
Hopefully. That would be their best case scenario. If he gets injured.
So
they don't have to have that awkward moment where they're like, oh, we got to bench you. You're not that good anymore. You're not as good as Jay Crowder, which no one wants to hear, but it's true. Or J.R. Smith. They're both better than him at
poor
this point.
D. Wade. I mean, what did he do? All he did was win a championship for LeBron, and this is how he gets treated?
Poor J.R. Smith. Are you kidding me?
What are you talking about?
J.R. Smith is the soul of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Is he?
He's the only reason I want them to win.
Really?
J.R. Smith's a god. Are you kidding me?
Huh. Weird. Well, I was thinking, remember when Wade and LeBron and Bosh were in Miami and everyone was calling in the Heatles, right? So I'm thinking right. The new big three, LeBron, Wade, and Derrick Rose, what are we going to call them? So I got a couple ideas here. Now
I got an idea.
All right, let us have it.
Limpy, Gimpy, and Wimpy.
That's not bad. Not bad. Let me put my ideas up against yours. First one, the Powerpuff Boys. No? All right.
No, I don't like it.
All right, Los Angeles. No?
No.
All right. The Good, the Bad, the Fugly. No? All right. Last one. Bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Ooh.
The BLTs.
That's a good one.
The BLTs.
But who gets to be what?
Well, of course, LeBacon is the bacon, right?
LeBron is the bread because he's soft.
That makes sense. I can't go against that. I mean, when someone makes sense, it makes sense. Who would be the lettuce then? Would that be Wade or would that be Rose?
That would be Wade because he's the most fragile. You know,
So I guess that makes Rose a big fat tomato? I think
I would say Rose is a crisp piece of crumbly bacon.
That makes Rose the bacon. So I think, I mean, this is genius. We got to get this going. This has to catch on for the season. I don't know how we're going to do it, but.
You got to sign a. Singler, Kyle Singler?
Yeah.
So he can be the tomato.
Wow. All right, see, let's see what else is going on. Oh, Michigan won again. That's all they do is win. Yeah,
who
I mean.
They played this time. They, you know?
Oh, yeah, I was all over it this week. Have you ever heard of a little team I call perennial championship contender? A team that I like to refer to as cream of the crop?
Are you looking it up right now?
This was a high school JV team, right?
It's like a high school team.
A little
that's
team.
About as good as they are.
A little team I like to call the Purdue Doilermakers. Boilermakers.
Boilermakers.
The Doilermakers.
Nice. Is that the most impressive win of the season?
I mean, Purdue is so good. I have never seen a team be as physical and as dominant in losing than the Boilermakers. They would put your water polo team to shame, Tomato.
Oh, I have no doubt. Apparently my water polo team lost to Caltech this week, so that's always a good one.
The rivalry?
Yeah.
I don't know, it was Caltech week.
Caltech, you know how Caltech had that like 27 year losing streak with their basketball team? The school they beat was my school. They broke the streak against us.
McClain, so. You could have played for them.
For which one? Caltech?
Either one.
Either one.
You would have been on scholarship. Ball so hard.
I'd be an all-star on that team.
Ball so hard university. All right, what's next? What else am I missing? Well, give me something that I need to know that's happening before we get into the week three matchups.
Do we want to talk about?
Let's just get into the week two matchups.
Do we want to talk about the NC2A scandal that's happening?
I mean, is that really a scandal? I mean, let's be honest here.
I mean, people know what's going on. But the fact that it's finally, like, codified and isn't, like, yes, this brings up plenty of age-old conversations about should we pay the players? Well, the players are already getting paid. Well, what about the teams that aren't paying their players?
And actually, I'm glad that you brought this up because Louisville is deep into this. And as we all know, they cheated Michigan out of an NCAA basketball championship. And I think the only right thing to do is to vacate all of Louisville's wins, well, as Pitino, when Pitino was coach, and award that championship to Michigan. Let's celebrate a championship right now.
Let's not say we did.
Woo.
I think I'm starting to feel like I did Sunday when the football games were on. I think I want to boycott right now.
Who was on that Michigan team?
Trey Burke.
Oh, no, he doesn't deserve a championship.
Trash.
Nick Stauskas.
Trash. Next.
Mitch McGarry.
Who?
Who else was on there?
Yeah, I think they should just celebrate getting as far as they did.
No.
I should be happy that you mentioned them on the podcast.
I think we should celebrate moving on from this topic.
LeGarrette Blount? No, I'm sorry.
What? LeGarrette Blount?
Oh, Caris LeVert, I mean, of course. That's what I meant to say, Caris LeVert. Right, of course. I mean, the only right thing to do is to make things right. And the NCAA needs to award appropriate behavior and penalize those that break the rules. And the best thing to do is actually go back and award the Fab Five for two championships that they lost to make amends for making Michigan play against cheaters.
I thought Michigan was cheating back then. Right?
I agree with you, McLean. Michigan should be a four-time basketball champion.
Michigan has been cheating since they came into existence. I think you should just stop rooting. Yeah.
I mean, we would strip them, but they haven't won anything, right? Michigan?
Wait a minute. This is supposed to be about Louisville and what they've done. It has nothing to do with what Michigan's done.
Except for you bringing up the fact that Michigan lost to Louisville, and therefore we're talking about what Michigan did.
Oh, they lost. This is classic NCAA spin. I knew you guys were on the payroll. I knew it. All of a sudden, you're all a bunch of little patinos out there.
So you're saying we should vacate Michigan's losses?
Yes. Vacate the losses. It's the only right thing to do. Week 3, worst draft against Dalvin and the Chipmunks, and Tomater comes up short, 83-108. Oops, you lost again, Tomater.
Yeah, it's week 3. I'm supposed to lose.
So you called it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying I didn't have any confidence in this team in the first place. I drafted badly. I'm bad at fantasy football. Whoops.
Ugh, Philip Rivers. What year is it?
Yeah, Philip, good old Philip kind of screwed up on this one, but it's all right.
Isn't he like 50?
I don't know. I think he's got like 50 kids.
Why didn't you play the Jaguars D? They're legit. We went through this last week.
I thought the Browns were going to kick the shit out of the Colts. It's the Colts. The Colts suck, dude. They don't have luck. They're bad.
But they're the Browns.
Yeah, well, I thought the Browns weren't as shit this year, but
they have Jabril Peppers. Michigan.
What?
Yes, the Browns are like Michigan.
I think you need to be given more credit to Chipmunks for his dominant performance.
Oh, he played great. His team was strong. They are a threat in the Black Division. The Black Division this year is, I was about to say, the most competitive division in the league, and I think I'm going to stick with that based on week 3 scores. Like, we have the top 3 highest scores in the league this week. You can't compete with that.
Really? I haven't beat Black yet. How about we say it after What?
Didn't we just talk about this protesting
what?
Because of beating Black?
Oh, is that what that's about?
That's what all this is about.
Oh, my bad. Where's Kaepernick?
He's sitting right here next to me. He's looking for a job.
Boss Hog Outlaws against Team Franchise. Franchise gets his first win, 93-90. You took negative points from your defense, but you still stuck it out. How'd you do it, Franchise?
Strategy.
Genius.
Played a little bit different.
Yep.
Did a little bit of shopping around the free agency.
Yep.
And that was it.
Also, Outlaws is a bad team.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
So that's why you won, right? Let's not give yourself too much credit. Let's be real about this.
Oh, no. We don't want to do the E-Diddy thing.
Franchise won. Franchise won this game. If I had written my winners and losers column this week, which I haven't done for 2 weeks because I'm lazy, I would have written that Franchise was a winner this week. He deserved it.
Did he?
Yeah.
He got a point.
Yeah. He gave himself a handicap, and he stole one.
So what would you have written about the Mexico Brownies and In Caldwell We Trust? The Brownies lose 56-65.
Oh, my God.
That is a horrible game.
Do you remember when people respected the Mexico Brownies?
No.
Wow.
I don't remember.
Do you remember when they won championships?
Nope. It was like,
do you remember when they had talent on their team and not just a bunch of Dallas players?
Those are my good players.
I remember when he had Romo. Whenever he had Romo, he was a threat. Ever since he went off the Romo train, bad things have been happening. It's a Romo curse.
I mean, the worst thing about this is he could have won. Like, it was very close. 56-65. If Caldwell plays any other team in the league this week, he loses. Except for playing in straight trash homie, which we'll get into that. But, like, that's a disappointment. You gotta figure something out there, man.
I got a season high for my defense, though. So,
so things are looking up.
This is all the Eagles' defense fault. They had double-digit points in the fourth quarter, and they somehow blew it all. And they still won the game, which upsets me, because at that point I wanted them to lose because they cost me the game. And they still won. So.
Wow.
I mean, I'm in full desperation mode with defense. If you see which defense I picked up, I'm desperate.
Wow. That's my D. Yes, my D. Next matchup.
Wow.
Team Twerk 90. Crop Tops 92. The Crop Tops escape a scare to remain undefeated. Twerk was working real hard. Real, real hard. 19 points from his kicker.
He was twerking it.
He was twerking it. Panthers D let him down. Cost him this matchup.
To be fair, starting Jaquizz Rodgers cost him this matchup.
Is that the problem?
Let's be real honest here.
All right, what other options did he have, though? Let's look. I mean, yeah, you're right. Andre Ellington, come on. He's going to get some touches, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good at trading me, Twerk. I used to have McFadden. Let's do this. I'll pick him up just to trade him. Come on.
Yeah, I saw that trade in a couple of times. I'm like, why would I trade you for him? And he's not even playing.
Yeah. He's not even active. He's a healthy scratch.
I can tell you, E. Diddy is going above and beyond to trade rate people this year. It's ridiculous.
Is it?
It is.
I don't know. I think those are all legit offers.
I think they're all, offers. Offers for somebody to pull their pants down and grab their ankles.
I mean, you don't know if you don't ask, right?
Still writing this down.
Team Chuck Norris against Galabra, 115-117. Galabra gets his first win, a whole bunch of points. Everything finally worked out for him.
And he didn't show up to the podcast.
Can we go back to the Tom Brady's done thing?
Look at it. Galabra, He won all the way around this week. He's not on the show. His team destroyed another team. I mean, what more could you ask for?
He is definitely winning this week. But seriously, what's going on with Tom Brady? I mean, he's making us look like fools.
I mean,
it's Houston.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, Houston would make anyone look good, right?
Okay, so are we
They barely won that game, too.
Can we, Can we say officially, like, nail in the coffin, week four, Tom Brady is done.
This is the peak for him, right? Right now, his value is high. You gotta trade him right now.
This is the moment. Like, get what you can while you can, because Carolina is about to expose him, right?
No. Carolina's not about to expose him.
Alright. So JT, just listen, JT. Okay? You're gonna get one more good week out of Tom Brady. It's fool's gold, okay? It's fool's gold. The best thing you can do, the only thing you can do, is trade him now and get something of value. And by value, I mean Kerwin Williams. I mean...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
That is a lot of smoke. Next matchup. Last matchup. Hold on, lost my page. Rough Riders 92, Straight Trash Homie 43. And look at the Rough Riders putting Straight Trash in his place.
He didn't even set a lineup. He wasn't even playing.
Yeah. Look at his bench.
Did you go in there and change things up?
I mean,
your commish powers.
What are you talking about? I didn't even.
It seems like an odd lineup to set.
I should have taken some of my players out just to make it look fair. I should have just played Gurley and Tate to make it close, make it interesting.
I'm pretty sure he would have won if he had just started the right players. This isn't like a big victory for you, Edith.
This is huge for me. This keeps me undefeated
this week.
Undefeated, beating up my division, taking names. I am a leader of men right now.
Okay, so he said it is huge for him. As he has his pants down and grabbing his ankles.
So what's the Kerwin Williams update, though?
Ooh, that guy's bad. No, he's bad.
Then he's gonna sit the bench.
Yeah,
he got one carry.
He's terrible. He is terrible. I think the Cardinals hate him. I'm pretty sure that's what's happening.
Or maybe he hates them.
You think? Maybe it's a hate relationship. Maybe it's like, I hate you. Oh yeah? Put me in the game. I dare you. I'll show you hate. I will show you hate. That's what he's doing. I'm pretty sure.
Do you have a bench?
What are you talking about?
Are there players on this bench?
Are you kidding me?
I can't see any value on this bench.
Are you kidding me? Doug Martin?
He tried to trade me half of his bench. For my starter.
Doug Martin is about to come back and set the NFL on fire. Amendola finally got his head screwed on. Kenny Britt is unleashed right now. Finally. I mean, Greg Olsen is going to be back around week 8. This Rough Rider team is bound for the greatest second half in TPS NFL history, and I'm undefeated through 3 weeks. Are you kidding me?
Isn't that when Todd Gurley gets hurt normally, the second half of the season? Isn't that the timeline on that one?
This team is just ready to implode.
And just for you listeners, information, the team Edity has now will not be the same next week.
This sounds like a couple people on this pod are a little scared of the Rough Riders, if you ask me.
I just can't wait to get my free win, because I need it.
When's my turn?
Wow. Wow, week 4 matchups, Boss Hog Outlaws against Worst Draft. Whoa. Tomator, what is going on with your team?
I started a roster? What do you mean?
No, this is not looking good. You still have Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to do that for the whole season? Like, is that going to be a thing?
I'm going to do it until Andrew Luck comes off fucking IR. Which he's not practicing this week, again. Thanks, Chuck Pagano. I don't know. We'll see. You'll see. I'll see. I'll pick up Alex Smith again. You don't know.
Oh, gosh. Please make it worse. Please pick up Alex Smith. Galabra against Team Franchise. How?
Wait, what are you looking at?
Yeah, these are the wrong matchups, E. Diddy.
Wait, what? Really?
You're on week five, probably. Yeah, you're on week five.
I'm playing franchise.
Oh, worst draft against franchise. Wow. All right, talk some trash, Tomato.
Good luck, franchise.
This is going to be an epic matchup.
And if
this right here has makings of game of the week.
I refrain from naming my own matchup the matchup of the week, but I would agree.
You saw what I put in.
Why would you bench Randall Cobb though? I don't understand.
Because he's hurt.
No, the other he's on Tomato's team.
Yeah,
I know he is. I'm just giving him a little hand.
You're giving him some hand.
I forgot the game was on Thursday. Wait, I don't really care.
Hold on. Can we go back to Tomato giving or Frances giving Tomato hand? What's that about?
Whoa.
Just saying. All right. Next matchup. Brownies versus Outlaws. There we go. Wow, you're getting blown out already, McLean.
No, Ty Montgomery just broke his neck or something.
Oh, he did?
Whoa.
Oh, no, he injured his chest. What does that even mean?
Oh, that just means just give him an extra pad. Just give him some extra pads. That's all that means. No bigs.
Max pad?
Is yeah.
That
give him a maxi pad and throw him back out there. Call him.
So it looks like the game is delayed. Hopefully that doesn't mean he might actually come back. Because I'm worried about his chest injury, and I'm hoping he doesn't come back.
Just
you know,
depends on
for
how
his
many
own sake.
How many maxi pads they have.
Hopefully it's not enough.
Dalvin and the Chipmunks against TPS NFL Crop Tops. Both teams 3-0. Crop Tops with an early 12-0 lead. This is the matchup of the week. 3-0 against 3-0, undefeated. Everyone trying to figure out who's going to lose to the Rough Riders in the championship.
No one, because guess what? The Rough Riders won't be there.
Edidi, why are you stealing my content? Matchup of the week is my thing. You get to start calling matchups of the week.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know that we had a trademark on matchups.
I'm just saying, I've been deciding what the matchup of the week is for the entire time this league's existed.
Really?
So just,
is that true?
I'm just saying.
Can I get a fact check on that?
I don't know. I would never lay claim to that, so I wouldn't even know who started it. I didn't know it was that important.
I'm just saying.
But, I'll give it to him.
Any week that anybody plays the Rough Riders is not the matchup of the week.
It's not?
No.
Really?
Because they might get commished.
They might get commished.
They might go in there and set their lineup.
Whoa. That is not a thing. Getting commished is not a thing. That is not a thing. You can't just...
Is that where you get fired and then...
Unbelievable.
I know week one he did some commissioning. Just saying.
Wow.
That's the only way he can beat me is to commish me.
I don't like the sound. Well. It sounds very, very intrusive and illegal.
It sounds to me like you pulled some tricks that Trump pulled on election day.
You know what? I'm not going to do matchup of the week anymore. I won't do that to me. It's yours. I'm going to do verses of the week.
You're going to do verses of the week?
No, verses. The verses of the week.
I thought you said purses because I thought you were going to say you're going to come out with like a Fendi bag or a Coach bag or something. And I was going to say, oh, now, there's something more I can write on my list.
Wait, can we run that back? Can somebody please point out the fact that Franchise really knows his bags? Like, come on.
Hey, I bought them from my ex-wife, you know what I'm saying?
A real
Easy,
man.
If you wanna compare who is more, that with Franchise, you could do it on your own time.
Team Chuck Norris taking on In Caldwell We Trust. Again, warning, JT, Tom Brady will officially be done after he plays the Panthers. That probably means he will get 10 touchdowns this week.
Wow, the E. Diddy curse lives on.
And last matchup, Galabra. Losing to the Rough Riders, currently down 15-2, and this matchup is all but over. The Packers D is unloading.
What is wrong with this guy? He's talking about butts and D.
What? And unloading?
Yeah. And then he said something about don't spew your wad. Oh my God. This is great. This is terrible.
Yeah, I'm not ready for you to just, what was it? Blow your wad? I'm not ready.
I'm writing all this down. This is,
interesting.
Let's go into the power rankings, the week 3 power rankings. At number 12, Team Twerk. Number 11, the Brownies.
Whoa, hold on.
What? What?
Where's this even at?
It's in the forums. Power rankings. Number 10, Boss Hog Outlaws. Number 9, Galabra. Number 8, Team Franchise.
Wait a minute.
You deleted the post. Oh, wait, no, there it is. I see it now.
What's wrong, Franchise? What's wrong?
I already disagree with this.
Really? Number 7, In Caldwell We Trust. Number 6, Team Chuck Norris. 5, Worst Draft. 4, Straight Trash Homie. Number 3, The Rough Riders. Number 2, Dalvin and the Chipmunks. And still at number 1, T-Pass NFL Crop Tops. Now let me know. I mean, I can tweak the algorithm, but I've spent a lot of time on this. And actually this week, I had to put in what I like to call fudge factor. I had to build in some fudge factor. Because I was getting a couple teams that were a little too close for comfort. Is he a 3? Is he a 10? Should he be a 7 or should be 11, you know? So when you put in the fudge factor, kind of straightens everything out. You wouldn't know anything about that, though.
Another one to go on the page. Fudge factor.
No, I wouldn't know anything about that.
I wouldn't either. That's why I'm writing it down.
So I'm gonna trust you when it comes to fudge. And the fudge factor, I'll just take your word for it.
All right, let's move on to the pigskin. Pick'em. Tied for 6th, IMix Master and myself with 17 total points. Tied for 3rd, Tomater, Ron Burrow, and McLean, all with 19. JT in 2nd with 21. And Autoborn in the top 97.5% with 27 picks right. Getting no less than 8 every single week. Is this the week he's going to fall, McLean?
I think this week he's going to forget. That's why he's going to fall.
You can't, if you don't auto pick, it ain't going to do it for you, right? You got to put, right. Got to do those 2 clicks. That's what makes the difference. All right. So we got about, I don't know, a few more minutes. Let's talk about the Cubs winning the World Series. They've won the Central Division. They are the greatest team in baseball history. And right now, I don't see any reason that they can't repeat as world champions because they have the best pitching. They have the best hitting. They have the best manager. They have the best grounds crew. They have the best ivy, the best grass, the best dirt, the best seats, the best city. I mean, they have the best logo. They have the best Twitter account. They have the best fans. What else do you need to win a championship?
Not to be endorsed by E. Diddy.
Wow. I mean, I think someone's a little jelly because
this
his team
is baseball, right?
Yeah, this is baseball.
Okay. Yeah, the Cubs. They're going to win.
Yeah, see? McLean's on board. He knows when he sees a true champion walking by. He knows.
How many games are left?
Oh, like 4.
I thought it was over.
No, not over. I mean, actually, it's just getting started.
Playoffs?
Oh, like 12.
Is it?
12 teams.
12 teams make the playoffs.
Oh, way too many. Way too many. I'm pretty sure like the first round is like a single game elimination. Like win or go home. It's really weird. It's like win one game and then you get an opportunity to play a 5-game series and then it goes to 7 games after that. It's real wonky, but I mean, it's the Cubs.
The Cubs are a wild card, right?
No. They won their division. They're going to be a legit team. They're going to be waiting for somebody to play them. You have to earn the right to play them by playing a single playoff game. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. You know what we didn't talk about?
Yes.
What?
Oh, never mind. I forgot that we did cover the Jim Harbaugh podcast.
We forgot to talk about a lot of activity in the TPS NFL update week two post. McClain mentioned.
We forgot to read the Cliff's notes.
Well, McClain mentioned that he remembers Tomato's therapy session a little bit differently than what was released on the podcast.
Yeah, because it took you like the entire week to upload it. I thought it would be edited.
Yeah.
I thought what you were editing out was the ending of it.
Right.
It was all in there.
Yeah, it was all in there.
So I listened back like, what changed? Why did it take so long?
Sure. I get it. Yeah, right. You were there.
I noticed something missing.
Really? Weird. Huh.
And now I see that your post has been edited, but nothing was changed. Which now makes me want to go back and listen again. what changed this time?
My therapy session occurred during this podcast.
You know, when we were talking about your team and how you got to think positive and say nice things about the Chipmunks, and then somebody may or may not have mentioned things that are not suitable for young ears.
Wow. Right, but this whole week is gonna be approved.
This thing's going right up. JT coming in, clutching out the wow and woe count. The wow and woe count, E-Diddy999 with 32, Born with 24 unfortunately's, Tomato had 0, a donut, just like his week 2 players against JT, but clean wow. With 4, and franchise with 0 wows, or woes.
Words.
No, he said BRB.
Yeah, he did say BRB. As Ron Bro noted in the podcast Cliff Notes. A lot of great stuff in the Cliff Notes. Some of my faves. E-Diddy mentions LeBron's balls and Kevin Durant's dong within 30 seconds of one another.
See? There's more to go on the page.
That's weird. Again, Tom Brady is Johnny Manziel. Done. Proceeds to get 378 yards and 5 touchdowns. What else? Have you guys read through these? I mean...
Yeah, Kenny Britt is the most energized player in the league. Tomato and Bourne speak logic about matchup. E-Diddy hates logic. Tomato kind of almost makes the playoffs, then doesn't make the playoffs because of week 3. Tomato loses actual week 3. Kind of almost might not will maybe possibly make the playoffs. That's it for me.
Yeah, I like the Smack Talk board here.
What happened in the Smack Talk board? Let me know. Give me the details.
There's a message from Tomato.
Yep.
It's good luck franchise.
That is... Oh, go ahead.
Then there's a comment from the Rump Riders. Says, losers off the podcast forever.
Ooh, I like that. A stakes matchup. There's stakes on this matchup. The loser of the franchise Tomato matchup banned from the podcast. McClain, you endorse this idea, don't you?
I think the correct term is freed.
Freed? Whoa, let's not go there.
Yeah, whoa. Tomato. Whoa.
We might have to do some editing again.
Wow. I don't want to have to kneel on your neck.
Whoa.
You sure are getting a little...
would that involve taking a knee, Diddy?
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because on the polls, TPS NFL polls, we take the pulse of the people. League manager poll, just a simple question, do you? Just a simple question, do you? 33% say they stand, 67% say they kneel. I need ending music.
Okay, can I finish what the smackboard says?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, then Tomato says, time to pull all my starters. That's a good plan. I still have time. And I say, good luck. I think this is the matchup of the week, champion versus champion. The Rump Riders will never be champions ever because they have commished wins. That's what it was.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm all up in everyone's smack board. Like, I'm on everyone's mind. Like, everyone is coming for me, right? Like, we kind of talked about last week, and when they come at a champion, right, McLean? Like, me and you know what that's like.
No,
I don't know if you can relate.
I mean, like I said last week, I live it every day, like, coming at champion. I just, you know.
E-Diddy, the only person who comes at anyone on. Whoa, speaking of coming at anyone.
Whoa.
Pause.
Whoa.
But,
Whoa.
Whoa. I'm just gonna say, I just wanna say, you post in everyone's smackboard so that you have content to clip for the power rankings. And this week, in the power rankings.
Yep.
You posted one comment, fluke win, in me, in the bad draft versus the chipmunks. Smack talk board, and I called you out for it in the smack talk board, and then you used my call out as my note in the power rankings.
You're welcome.
Wow, this guy's terrible. Good night, everybody.
I'm still looking for a song.
Okay, can we go back to that intro?
Yeah, go ahead.
That was a great Mavs team.
Was it?
Oh yeah, Samuel Dallenberg, right?
Yeah.
He's a great player. Oh man. He was a great player.
Was he?
I mean, we traded him for Tyson Chandler, so the Knicks thought he was pretty good.
Okay. So I've got a question. Which owner in this league do you think is most like Steve Nash?
What do you mean? Like a Canadian? Looks like a lesbian?
Wait, yeah, which is... Whoa!
What do you mean by like Steve Nash?
Hard worker, assist machine. I don't really know how you can do assists.
Well, I would say E. Diddy because he's never won anything.
Whoa! Except for multiple MVPs, most valuable podcaster.
Yeah, I think Steve Nash has some of those too.
Although, I have to say, the one thing that disqualifies E. Diddy from being the Steve Nash of our league is Steve Nash comes prepared, and E. Diddy still hasn't found ending music.
I'm ready! Let's do this!
Cuban wants a ring, spending all the green till the championship they bring. Thunder- the kids play with toys. OKC don't want these boys making noise and beat the Heat. Or that team from Illinois, Mavs take it all the way. Won't lose at home in May. Or in June, got that swagger. Look at dude dropping daggers, playing hard in the fourth. Extra clutch when it matters. Time to be redeemed. Just ask Durant's dreams they shatter. Rally loud and proud. That's the motto for the crowd. Reppin' for the city, deep town, stay down. The Matrix throws down. Stevenson from downtown. With Carlisle around, heading straight for the crown. Time to make this clear, only toughness round here. Don't dare call them soft, it's a team you should fear. If they get the Heat, their attack will crack. They will learn only one thing, one word, payback. Let's go, Mavs, let's go.